At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta Studio. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. How you doing, John?
Great, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I think we're going to have an interesting show today.
I think we've
a
got
a fun show.
Yeah, we've got a fun show. It doesn't maybe sound fun because we're talking about insurance and all that kind of stuff, but we're talking to some fun characters today.
Well, if anybody can make insurance and other things sound fun, it might be these guys.
We've got these three.
Yes, precisely
for that reason.
All right. The guests here in the studio include Brian Mock with Insured Benefit Plans and Alternative Benefit Plans. Robert Rosner, who is with Robert M. Rosner and Associates, and Tom Studer with Symmetry Benefit Solutions. And we will start with Brian Mock, the name of the company, Brian Insured Benefit Plans and Alternative Benefit Plans. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, give us a broad overview. Tell us about your company and what you do.
Absolutely. Insured Benefit Plans focuses on finding employee benefit programs for employers and administering those programs. Alternative Benefit Plans, our sister company, designs self-funded plans for larger organizations that are willing to take some risk in their health plan.
Okay, so you're mentioning benefits and plans, and you said they're at the end, health plans.
That's
and
right.
Health benefits.
So our main focus would be health benefits. So the standard backbone of an employee benefit program is going to be your health plan. We do write benefits beyond that, dental, vision, disability. The main focus is going to be the health, because that's where most of the money is spent by most employers.
So, Brian, talk a little bit about health insurance and some of the changes and or challenges, I should say, that an employer faces today with that. I mean, obviously, it's all in the news right now. There's a lot of concern about changes or not having changes. Talk about some of those challenges that you help employers with.
Absolutely. First step in deciding on spending money on an employee benefit is you're talking about a major outlay. So they've got to decide what's the right type of plan. Who's the insurance company that I want to buy it from? And you need a person like me or my organization to help you make those decisions and set those plans up in the proper way. The key that really focuses an employer's mind on these plans is the legislative aspects of healthcare reform, the legislative aspects of all the laws that apply when you offer a plan. So before we saw Obamacare, I'll call it healthcare reform, there really weren't any laws that said you had to offer a health plan to your employees. An employer would typically offer a plan because they thought, this is going to help me attract and retain quality people. But what we see today is employers with 50 or more employees have to have a plan. And if you're an individual living in the United States, you're supposed to have a plan or you're going to pay a penalty. But when you do buy this plan, you have all these other laws that all of a sudden apply to your organization that you really never had any idea about. If you're a smaller organization, especially without an HR staff, you're probably going to have some real trouble. Dealing with laws like ERISA, ERISA requires that you send out a plan document to every employee. It requires that you not discriminate in favor of highly compensated employees. It's just fraught with all kinds of problems if you trip up. You owe an awful lot in penalties if you, for instance, decide not to send a plan document out to your employees. So employers look to us to focus on those types of issues to help them smooth out the process of buying and retaining a plan. Other laws you're probably familiar with, COBRA. Everybody knows COBRA. If you leave an employer, you're going to possibly have up to 18 months of continued coverage. the issue with COBRA is it only applies if you have 20 or more employees. And if you had 20 or more employees in the last year. So we're dealing with the intricacies of each of these laws to help an employer understand how they can avoid the liability that comes along with offering a benefit plan.
You got to stay on your toes because you talk about Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, and now Donald Trump says he's going to get rid of it. So, I mean, you're probably pulling your hair like, oh my goodness, because you don't know what's coming right down the pike.
Well, it's interesting. Before this interview, we were talking and the conversation leaned towards that. And the idea is that this conversation would have been vastly different had the vote gone a different way last week. So this is a changing, very changing environment we're working in.
No question. So it sounds like part of what you're doing is holding your clients' hands and walking them through that. And based on what I read, it sounds like there are changes that are going on in the healthcare law anyway, in spite of the failure of this bill. You want to talk about some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting that when you look at healthcare reform and the major aspects of it, you're talking about an employer mandate that says if you've got 50 or more employees, you have to offer a health plan. Well, there are an awful lot of employers, for instance, restaurants or retail organizations, that really never had an idea that they had to offer a health plan. So that's a major expense. For most organizations that do offer a plan, it's probably second on your expense list behind employee salaries, but it ends up being huge. So that's a massive change. You also have the individual mandate. Every single person out there has to have coverage. That's the concern about whether or not healthcare reform is going to work, because these individuals being able to buy coverage is key. We've got to have enough insurance carriers stay in the marketplace to be able to do that. So beyond that, you've got subsidized coverage for individuals and families. So we've never done that before in the United States. This is a free market economy, and we've asked the taxpayers to subsidize people who can't afford coverage. Now, most of us think that's a good idea, and we want to do that. We want to help people that are in need. But at the end of the day, the money that we spent covering people that weren't able to be covered because their risk levels were too high before this law was written, we've already spent much more than we would have if we just offered to pay their claims straight up.
It's amazing. Let me talk a little bit about your business. We're talking with Brian Mock with Insured Benefit Plans and Alternative Benefit Plans. Who are the clients that you serve? I mean, what types of companies are kind of your sweet spots?
Hey, great question. I appreciate that. We're typically focused on a company that offers or has employees anywhere from 2 to 500 employee lives. So in that's a pretty broad range. We're not really focused on employers with 5,000, 10,000 employees. We can't work in that realm. As you get larger, you typically are going to be looking at a self-funded health plan. 50% of the people in the country are covered in that type of plan. They don't even realize it. That type of plan is where your employer takes on part of the risk of the health plan.
Do you find yourself educating more and more these days because of all the changes when it comes to healthcare?
I really,
as you shake your head, yeah, I think I know the answer.
I'll be honest with you. I look at my job as a job of education. If I can educate an employer and help them make a wise decision, at the end of the day, we're both better off. And it develops a high level of trust, especially when they know I'm the guy that's going to help protect them from the IRS or Department of Labor walking in their door and saying, oh, did you know, by the way, when you offered a plan, you have to follow these 7 different rules? Well, that's our responsibility. So we're going to help the employer take care of those liabilities.
That's huge right there. Yeah. I mean, you're not just coming in and helping them get it started. You're kind of staying with them the whole way.
Absolutely.
So, Brian, talk about back to the politics of all this and the public policy maybe is a better way to say it. So why can't we just expand Medicaid and Medicare to solve some of these problems that Washington is trying to fix?
You know, it sounds like a reasonable idea. And if you look at the number of people that have been covered since Obamacare or healthcare reform was passed, that actually is what's happened. We've had more people covered by Medicaid than ever before. Medicaid's an interesting system. It's driven by funding from the federal government, but it's administered by each state, and it can be administered a little differently. So we've actually had some people fall through the cracks, because if you're told by the exchange that you go to that you're not eligible for a subsidy because you don't make enough income, you're pushed to Medicaid. And Medicaid might say, well, I'm sorry, you've got assets. You own a house and you own a car. We can't cover you. So in that scenario, you still have people falling through the cracks. I don't think it's a bad idea to expand Medicaid and Medicare. They're great programs. But we really have to take a look at the losses that are happening on the fraud side. We've got to clean those programs up. It's very difficult to administer programs that large and not have a lot of fraud just throughout the system. So if we could do that, it probably makes sense to expand those programs and find a way to cover people. That's the biggest problem with a change in healthcare law. We really can't take coverage away from everybody. We've got to find a way to cover them.
So Mike asked about the clients that you serve. I'm curious about when the typical client comes to you, what are some of the mistakes that you see that they've made that you advise about in terms of correcting?
It's a great question. I see mistakes made on a daily basis. And this could be from an employer that doesn't have an HR staff because they're too small to really have a separate HR specialist. So their program's being run by a clerk, typically. Or it could be even a large organization that just slipped up. I see initial COBRA notices not being sent to employees. That is, COBRA law requires a notice be sent to an employee, not just when they leave the job and are eligible, but when they initially become eligible for the coverage of the job. So those types of things happen all the time, and there are penalties that go along with them if it's found that you're not doing that. I would say the largest issue I find is with small businesses that don't understand a law called TEFRA. TEFRA determines whether or not your employer-based health plan will pay claims before Medicare. So if you've got an employee that's over 65, and today we're seeing more and more people that are older working, you need to decide, is your plan going to pay first or is Medicare going to pay first? And that's going to determine how you advise your employee to buy insurance.
Talking with Brian Mock here on North Fulton Business Radio. And you can tell, John, he knows his stuff.
Yeah,
no question about it.
He scared me to death. So
yeah.
About all these penalties and TEFRA and all these initials, I don't even know what he's talking about.
Well,
right?
That's why you hire a company like Brian's company.
You got it.
I'd like to get your opinion, though, because you're in the industry. Where do you see this going? Do you see changes being made? Do you think Trump's going to get his way? Do you see Obamacare going away or sticking around? Where's this whole thing going?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I would love to tell you I had the answer, but I do know we have to make changes. When people ask me what's happened with healthcare reform or Obamacare already, what's gone on? Well, we've really already missed the mark. The name of the law was Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. We raised the rates of insurance dramatically, and we did implement some coverage for people that weren't eligible. That was fantastic. So we've got to find a way to do that and satisfy all the conservatives out there, which I happen to be one of. But at the same time, we have to also find a way to bring the cost down and to bring some risk factors back into the market. You can't, right now we're telling insurance companies, take these people. You can't look at their risk status. You just need to sell them coverage. So what do you think happened to the rate? It shot up 20% overnight when the law passed because of that. So we've got to see some reasonable free market reforms come back, along with, hand in hand with the question you asked me about Medicaid and Medicare, and putting all that together, we can find a way to cover just about everybody in the country.
Great stuff, Brian. If a company wants to talk to you, is there a consultation fee or anything like that just to kind of get an idea?
No, actually, we are paid by the insurance plans that we do sell, and we do work with every company in the marketplace. So there's not we don't lean towards selling you one thing versus the other. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd love you to hit our website at www.insuredbenefitplansincorporated.com, or you can just call our offices at 770-451-0376.
And I want to be clear, on the website, you said Insured Benefit Plans Incorporated, but it's just INC.
I'm sorry, it's INC.
Yeah, Insured Benefit Plans, INC.
That's right.
.com, and check them out. All right, Brian, with Insured Benefit Plans and Alternative Benefit Plans, thanks for coming by. Great stuff.
Thank you. Really enjoyed it today.
Thank you.
Brian, thanks for coming to the Roswell Infinity Studios. And I want to let everyone know that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right. I already do that, by the way. I've been following Roswell Infinity since day one.
We love Roswell Infinity. They're worth following, right?
You
and
better
being there.
You're following them, right?
Oh, I'm following. I'm following
just
them.
Sure.
I tagged them. What are you talking about?
You got to stay on top of you. Good job.
Yep.
All right. Our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio, the name of the company is Robert M. Rosner and Associates. So we're probably going to be talking to Robert.
I hope so.
Yeah,
we
Robert.
Only talk to the top dogs, right?
Right.
So
the president of the company, Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here today.
All right. Robert M. Rosner and Associates. If I didn't know anything about you, that could really be anything. You could be an attorney. You could be a CPA. Tell us about your company. What do you do?
Just briefly, for 40 plus years, I have been an independent insurance agent representing a variety of companies to obtain the right insurance for my clients.
So I was wrong on both of those.
Yeah, you missed the mark there, Mike.
Okay.
It's a good thing you asked the question.
So tell me, how long you been in business?
45 years.
So your business, it's crazy. I mean, you've got to stay on top of things all the time. It's always changing as well. So how do you assist business owners and business executives with their plans?
I work closely with business proprietors and their other advisors to put their succession plans into place. Another often overlooked business planning technique is the use of a qualified sick pay plan. This is a corporate board resolution and a letter to the employees of the business explaining what disability benefits the firm is offering. These are two examples of how I work with business owners proactively rather than reactively.
Okay, so Robert, I want to ask the same question I ask Brian, which is, you know, when you get a client that comes in, what do you see when you review their succession plans?
Many times, John, owners have plans have a good start, but sometimes there are gaps in the plans. One of the most overlooked parts is that the business owner or professional has not accounted for expenses of the business should they become disabled and unable to run the business. I recommend an overhead expense policy that provides money to the business in the event the owner is disabled and unable to run the business. This unique coverage provides protection so expenses do not become a financial drain on the company or the individual. The yearly premium is tax deductible for the business. If the owner is ever disabled and starts to collect benefits, the benefits are taxable when received, but become a deduction when the money is used to pay for business expenses, such as salary and rent. I would hope the IRS doesn't change this most advantageous tax-favored plan.
Well, we would hope that too, but that's why you're around to help advise folks, I know, but when they do make changes. But we have attorneys that come in here every once in a while and talk about buy-sell agreements. So, and you're involved actually from your perspective in buy-sell agreements with business owners. Talk about how you're involved there and what should be in a buy-sell agreement.
Thanks, John. In my 40-plus years in the insurance business, I have seen way too many buy-sell agreements that do not discuss the potential event of a principal becoming disabled. A buy-sell agreement should have provisions for death, disability, and retirement. Unfortunately, I often find plans are incomplete and do not discuss the disability portion of a buy-sell agreement. A disability buyout policy provides money to buy out the disabled individual.
So we're talking with Robert Rosner, and Robert is the owner and president of Robert M. Rosner and Associates. Now, Robert, a lot of individuals are either uninsured or underinsured for life insurance. Talk about why that might be.
I think most people are hesitant to face their own mortality. There are two things that everyone must address: taxes and death. To prevent being underinsured, clients and their insurance advisor should meet regularly to review their plans and guarantee their level of coverage is adequate for their current circumstances.
When it comes to life insurance, and that was the question that John asked, why don't people just buy more life insurance? Why the hesitation?
Nice question. Thank you. Throughout my career, I have discovered that a majority of people with whom I speak believe that the cost of their insurance is generally 50 to 60% higher than it actually is, especially when it comes to term insurance. This misconception of cost makes people hesitant to start a discussion regarding the benefits of purchasing life and disability insurance. Most insurance agents focus on life insurance, and because fewer agents are knowledgeable about disability income protection, the discussion never begins. I have extensive experience in disability policies and can often find the policy that will protect the insured's future income for only 1% to 3% of their annual income. I have found that people are concerned about the issuing of their disability policy. They believe that disability insurance is more stringently underwritten than life insurance. This is sometimes true. Today, there is coverage that can be acquired without medical questions. This is available to firms with as few as 5 employees. These are all individual, non-cancelable, and guaranteed renewable insurance contracts. A question I often ask prospects and clients is, if you become disabled, there are 4 sources of income for your family: relatives, friends, charity, and insurance. Which do you prefer? Early in my career, I was referred to a young female doctor in a medical practice. We had a wonderful discussion regarding disability protection for her. She went ahead and purchased the proposed policy. Unfortunately, less than 3 years later, she became sick and qualified to receive her disability benefits. 25 years later, she is still totally and permanently disabled and collecting her monthly benefit tax-free. To date, she has received over $1 million in disability income.
Let me ask you a question about insurance agents, because we've talked to a lot of insurance agents over the years at our Gwinnett studio and in our year here in North Fulton, and I hear the word captive agent. What does that mean?
They usually can only represent one company, and then every policy they present has to be sold by that company.
Now, are you a captive agent, or you can shop for the client?
Yes, I think today the consumer is more savvy than when I started 40 years ago, and I followed my dad into the business, who had 58 years with one company.
It's in your blood.
Yes, and that those days, the consumer wasn't as concerned at what the product really was. They were buying it from today the consumer wants and different products and different companies suit. And I feel being independent, even though that means paying my own rent and health insurance and 401k contribution, I can be a better service to the prospect and my client.
Yeah, and that's good for business.
Absolutely. That's great for the client. So, Robert, one of the things that I find interesting about you in terms of your experience is the relationships you have with the underwriters, such that you're able to, you know, work directly with an underwriter about a particular case. And that, I think, is something that maybe the typical business owner consumer doesn't understand the value of. Talk about that.
I do have it, and I select carriers where I can meet and talk and get the best offer and deal for my client, because I realize I work for my client, not the insurance company. They do pay me a fee, and this way I like it, and I can talk with them and make concessions or say, gee, I have 3 business owners. You're willing to issue 2 preferred, but if we don't offer the 3rd one, I'm going to lose it and I'll take it elsewhere. And then many times they can come back and say, okay, Robert, we'll issue the 3rd contract. And I like that way of being able to pick and choose the different carrier when necessary.
That's a great value add. So any final thoughts about life insurance? I guess specifically about the issue about life insurance being just for death benefits. I know you've got some thoughts on that.
But again, I would say in thinking about the life insurance, I truly have to say I got into the business June of 1971. But I actually didn't enter the business till July 8th, 1980. And that day, John, was when I paid my first death claim to a dear friend of mine. Actually, it was to his widow and his children, but he only had the policy a couple of years. And that really made me in the insurance business. But what developed over time,
I mean, I would think too, but that story, I mean, you know, the specific date that you gave your first paid out that benefit, and it seems like it really hit home for you, where that's, you stayed in the business ever since.
Yeah, that's impressive.
But that's because also I missed a plane. It was a private, a small plane company out of Savannah. Some people are sorry I missed it, but no, that's really why I think it brought it home. But too, John, to follow up with what you said, over time, people thought life insurance was just death benefit.
Sure.
I have watched more times people use it for major purchases, educational expenses, even used it myself to pay for my older daughter's wedding. I hope my younger daughter's not listening because, you know, she might want to say, and that, and then people use it for supplemental retirement income. And I just think that it's a great way to just be able to be your own banker and have use of your cash value and work it other than just in a quality way of being a death benefit for family and businesses to bring in the money. As my dad taught me a number of years ago, he said, I love being in the insurance business because I bring in money when people need it the most.
Yep.
Yeah.
People when it comes to insurance agents too, people don't think they need you until they actually need you.
That's right.
Robert Rosner with Robert M. Rosner and Associates. For those that would like to reach out and find out more about you, maybe look into your services, how can they find out more information?
I'm old school. I would prefer a phone call at 404-683-089, or email is robert@rosnerclu.com.
Great. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
John?
Mike Fairtech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware, or you're just looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Fairtech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting for your call. They do it the old-fashioned way too, Mike. 770-582-1188. Fairtech, great people, remarkable service.
Absolutely. All right, John, let's keep the theme going. Health benefits and insurance and so forth. And joining us now is Tom Studer with am I pronouncing that right?
Symmetry. Yes, sir.
Well, no, I want to get the, am I getting the Studer right?
Studer, yes.
And I got the Tom right. All right.
Two for two.
Symmetry benefits, benefit solutions.
It's a good day for Mike.
Yeah, I know. I'm on a roll. Obviously, first question is talk about your company and kind of what's your sweet spot? What do you provide?
Thank you very much for having me, first of all, gentlemen. Again,
gentlemen, you're talking to us?
Really? Yeah. Getting a little wild here. Yeah. Sorry, I was wrong today, I guess. yes, Symmetry Benefit Solutions. I have been in the wellness in the volunteer benefits for 37 years. I started when I was 10, so the laws were different back then. again, we help. Volunteer benefits are benefits unlike what Brian has. Brian has what is called a core benefit, health insurance. That's where the company pays part of the premium. A volunteer benefit is strictly that. You say you want to buy, the employee actually pays the entire price of the premium. There's definitely advantages of doing it that way, but again, it is strictly volunteered. They do not have to take it. It's up to them whether they need that type of coverage. So that's what we provide.
Okay, so volunteer benefits, and you said it's a little different from what Brian talked about earlier, but how have the changes in the health laws affected then the volunteer benefits?
Well, it's actually been a blessing to me, so maybe I should become a Democrat. But because what's happened is...
Brian, you want to chime in on anything?
Really? Yeah, I better watch myself. So, but because what has happened is that in the health insurance industry, they've tried to say, how do we save it? The name Affordable Care Act is anything but affordable. But so they said, how do we save money? So they've increased deductibles. Well, that's exactly what volunteer benefits do. They provide those gaps. They make sure that those gaps in their coverages are covered. Because now you've raised the deductible up to $6,000. Well, people don't have $6,000. But if they have a premium that can cover that gap, they can the premium can actually cover that gap in their coverage. So because if you think about it, any type of insurance, what it really is protect your assets, correct? I mean, a car insurance, you have car insurance because you want to get your car replaced. You don't want to have to come out of pocket if you have an accident. Same thing with any type of health insurance benefit. 62% of all bankruptcies are caused by medical. But 72% of those people had health insurance. The doctor got paid, the hospital got paid, but the person didn't get paid. That's what volunteer benefits actually do. They give the people the cash in order to pay for those products. It goes directly. Yes.
Well, let me chime in here. Is this basically supplemental insurance, kind of like the commercials you see with the duck?
The duck?
Is that the same type of product that you're providing?
The duck is the two-ton gorilla of the of
right.
The
I didn't want to bring up the name because I mean, you know, we're here to feature you today.
Yeah, this is true. And again, I am independent, just like anyone else. If the duck is the right fit for them, then that's perfect. But there's other companies that make it better products. The duck is famous for their great service, but again, there's also downsides to the duck. It's, we can say Aflac. It's, you know, it's right. It's okay.
No, you got to say it the right way, though. You got to say it like the duck.
No, we won't do that.
Aflac. There you go. That was pretty good. Yes. So that would be the simpler way to people to understand it because of all the advertising that's what volunteer benefits.
And in a way, I would think because of their popularity, and I know they've grown, they're based in Columbus, Georgia, so I'm very familiar with them, that they have educated so many folks that it does help you because people now understand when you talk about what you're talking about, because they've done a nice job of educating just through the commercials. It might help your business when you say, that's what I provide.
That is the easiest way to explain to somebody. It's like Aflac. It is Aflac, but it can be any other company that does the same thing, because it really provides that benefit right then and there to the person. Because if you think about it, when somebody has cancer, famous therefore their cancer, there's more expenses than just the medical bills. There's travel expenses, there's the caretaker, maybe out of work. Those are all expenses that are incurring just because they've had this sickness. Well, now you're getting cash given directly to the person in order to provide for those things, unlike just a health insurance that pays just the bill to the doctor and to the hospital insurance. And that's really what a volunteer benefit does.
We're speaking with Tom Studer of Symmetry Benefit Solutions. Now, Tom, I mean, I hear all the stuff about, you know, taking care of the employees and so forth. But I'm a hardcore business owner. I've just heard from Brian tell me he's got my eyes rolling back in my head about all that I'm required to have. So why should I even fool with volunteer benefits if I'm an employer? I'm already shelling out a lot of hard dollars with my health care that I'm required to carry.
John, that's a great question. The benefit of an employer to offer a volunteer benefit is manifold. First of all, it gives coverage, it gives a benefit, and it doesn't cost them anything. They don't have to come up with any money. In fact, they can actually save money because what they can do is offer the product with pre-tax dollars inside of what is called a 125 plan or a cafeteria plan. So if those products are offered pre-tax dollars, it saves the employer on the FICA tax that they have to pay for that employee. For every dollar that they save, $7.50 every $100 is $7.50. My math is bad today too.
You notice we didn't come to help you with that.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so we're not any better. So
I was going to have Robert get
the actuarial table
out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Help me with that. But yeah. Right. So again, they're saving on their taxes. So a company could do that. And again, it also complements their health insurance plan. If you can raise in many cases, their deductible high enough and then add a gap plan underneath it. And those two combined are actually less than a low deductible health insurance plan. So here's a way for a company to actually save on their health insurance, actually save on their taxes, and also offer benefits so that they can attract and retain brightest and best of their employees.
I'd like to ask about Tom Studer, because I like the passion that you have talking about it, to talk about your background, because when people check with Symmetry Benefit Solutions, they're getting Tom. So yes. So tell us about yourself.
Besides being charming and good looking,
I concur.
And modest.
Yeah, and modest, right? Exactly. Too bad this isn't television. But what happened I came in accidentally, unlike Robert, who was obviously brought in through the family.
Robert had no choice.
Yeah, he had no choice. Yep. He had no choice. I actually came in through family too, actually, but it was an uncle, not my father, who brought me into this industry. And it really was the way to say how to help people. It's when Robert told the story about when it hit home, my brother died last year, and my brother was poorly in poor health. And the only life insurance he could get was a volunteer benefit, because the volunteer benefits can give rates that can actually give guaranteed issue on their products. My brother never could have bought a policy from Robert, you know, straight out. He couldn't. But again, he could have money that, again, after he died, my sister-in-law and I said, by the way, you have X amount of, not, wasn't enough, right, Robert? There's never enough life insurance. But again, the life insurance was given to her tax-free that she desperately needed. So again, here's a way to help people to really say, I'm the one who's there when everybody else is bringing lasagna and things at a funeral. I'm the one that's bringing cash. I'm the one who's bringing check. I'm the one when they're sick and they're bringing soup, you know, chicken noodle soup. I don't cook, you can tell. Chicken noodle soup. I'm the one that's bringing a check to say, here, guess what? By the way, you're out of work. I'm here, the one. Again, there's other products that can help with that too. Short-term and long-term disability are such important products. Like Robert was saying about disability. Again, the Joe Blow sick pack guy that needs protection, he needs that too. So that's really what I'm looking for. And I'm looking for companies that are small to mid-size. When I started in the industry, I actually would go after large companies. My company, the company that brought me down here, the City of Atlanta and the Atlanta Public Schools were the first two companies that brought me down from Chicago 32 years ago. Thank God. So I'm in Atlanta. So those are the types of companies that I worked for. But I saw that the small to mid-sized companies weren't getting the same type of benefits. So I said, how can I help those companies? They should be able to attract and retain the brightest and best too, just like a large company. So that's what I tried to provide, is ways to help. Now, I also get experts like Brian. I bring them in for those core benefits to make sure that, like I said, all those rules and regulations, I don't care at all about that. Thank God for somebody like Robert who takes care of, I mean, not Robert, never mind Robert.
Robert too.
Yeah, Robert too. Yes, yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah. Somebody like Brian to take care of all those regulations. But I'm for, okay, let's help the individual person. And that's truly what's important, is the educational part of it. Get people to understand what it is that they need, what's important to them. If your family is famous for cancer, of course you want a cancer policy. But if you feel you'd rather have a critical illness type of product where you could cover cancer, stroke, heart attack, those could be a great product. If you have young children that are playing soccer or lacrosse, you want to have an accident policy to cover. Obviously, those things could happen. Little Sally could get hurt playing soccer, and you know they'd be able to pay those things. So again.
Yeah, Mike, my hard-hearted employer heart melted at that story. So, you know. That was a great story, Tom. And you told, as Mike said, with great passion. But real quick, as we bring it to a close, what are some of the popular benefits other than health related? Are you dealing that? Because what you talked about were gaps in health coverage. Are there any other benefits that are popular that you deal with?
Yes. Some of the other non-health products that would be popular are, one that's becoming very big is identity theft. Obviously, that's a big problem for every company, but it's also important for people, for individuals too. So identity theft has become one of the leading products. That there's also legal. There's also, if you think about the finances, we're not taught in school how to understand about finances. So if we can do
education. Don't get me started.
Yeah. Amen.
A lot of things we're not taught in school for some reason.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of the stuff we're taught, we're like, for what?
I can dissect a mouse though, like you wouldn't believe.
Really? Watch out. Here comes a frog. Woo.
Yeah.
So an educational program about how to understand about your personal finances is a huge benefit to help companies with their employees to understand that, so that, again, they can retire comfortably, they can retire with benefits. And another product, of course, is a 401k program. I find the person that can help them to get the best rates to lower the cost on 401ks. I don't personally do 401k, but I have a great outsource for that.
So it all starts with a conversation.
Correct. That is the education. But education without action is meaningless. So I'm there to also not only to educate them, but to get them started on doing the product.
Wait, can I write that down? Yeah, education without action is meaningless.
Yeah. See,
very good.
Dr. King didn't finish the...
I think Vince Lombardi once said that.
Yeah,
something like that.
Been.
I heard that somewhere. all right, Tom, for those that would like to find out more, maybe look into your services and maybe some of the plans that you have, how can they get more information?
Oh, they could go to my website is... www.symmetrybenefitsolutions.com, or they can always call me at 770-310-9083.
Okay, and we know our math's not good, but our spelling, John, spell symmetry.
Oh, please.
Don't look.
You're asking an English major, right? You would trick me on that, right?
You got the two M's in there.
SYMMETRY.
Symmetry Benefit Solutions.com.
By the way, my brother.
I'll just call him.
Yeah, there you go. That's easier.
Yeah.
My brother that passed away actually named my company. So it's kind of ironic too. Yeah. He was one of them English people too, like you, John.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Tom, very much. I want to thank all our guests for joining us here on the show. Tom Studer with Symmetry Benefit Solutions. Robert Rosner with Robert M. Rosner and Associates, and Brian Mock with Insured Benefit Plans and Alternative Benefit Plans. Thanks to all three gentlemen for joining us here on the show.
We really did make insurance fun today, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
After having a conversation with these three, I think we're well-educated now about insurance.
We are. We're educated, and we got a smile on our face. You can't beat that, right, Mike?
Yep. You just Google insurance right now. This show's going to pop up. It's going to be number one on your search engine with these three guys.
You got it.
I want to thank everybody. Again, you can listen to the show anytime you want by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. You can find the show or find any of our other episodes there. Be sure to go to Facebook and follow us there. Follow us on Twitter as well. Go to, iTunes and subscribe to us. All our shows are available on iTunes.
And please give us a good rating.
Yes, a very good rating.
Particularly after this show, we ought to get a lot of good ratings.
We deserve good ratings.
We deserve good ratings.
All right, John, any final thoughts? Do it again next time?
Let's do it next week.
All right, sounds like a plan.
I'll be there.
All right, for John Ray and for Trey, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.